Last week, Laura Spurway caught up with Omar Keister, who has been away in India on a six-week holiday, to find out how his garden had gotten along after that long time.
So what else is ready to pick?
Right now, there's some
carrots
and tomatoes, and there's some beans.
The raspberries.
Raspberries and lots of flowers, you know. Herbs, spices, no?
How do they taste?
They're better. Better taste than to buy in the shop.
It seems this week many other gardeners at the International Garden in Bonn are enjoying a successful harvest as they pick and cook the vegetables and fruits of their labour. Although one gardener has been using her plot for a very different purpose. Angelica Stauder, the wife of Omar Keister, has spent the summer growing a variety of medical herbs and flowers. Angelica showed Laura Spurway around her plot to reveal the natural remedies she uses to solve everyday aches and pains growing right in her garden patch.
This is all calendula, which I'm just collecting.
And calendula is a very helpful plant. It helps to strengthen your immune system, but it also helps you if you have some diarrhea, digestion problem, stomach problem. But I read in my book that it's also useful if you have a cold or cough, that it's helping with the respiration to free the system. So here we have another flower, this blue one. It's a nice blue color. And this is called borage. And borage is used for different kind of things. You can make out of it a vinegar. And then it's meant to be very helpful, like strengthening the heart. So people who are having kind of weak heart, just giving them support.
So you decided to plant all of these medicinal plants, basically so you could increase the amount of, I suppose, medicine you have in your house. Was that why you decided to plant all of them?
Yeah, because I'm quite busy, but it gives me some good amount of satisfaction. Oh, of course, I could go to the shop also and buy all these kind of things, but I think it is nice, and I also enjoy to do it with the kids. They're very interested and they're very open and know already quite a lot of things about, you know, when there's a wound, they come and say, Mama, give me calendula cream and things like this. So and this is in the back is melissa. This is the lemon melissa, what I said. So this is also very good for tea. Melissa is considered a plant which makes you very calm and peaceful. Stress relief.
And that comes in handy with having two kids and...
Well, I like herbal tea, so melissa is... You should not drink too much, otherwise you get too relaxed.
You fall asleep.
And, this is some mint, but it's quite small. Mint is a plant which needs a lot of water. So mint you can either make your, what is this, mojito? But mint is actually a plant which is very helpful if you have a stomach problem. It gives relief if you have stomach problem, and we use it for cooking also.
So if I drink a mojito, then that'll be good for my stomach?
No, I wouldn't. Then you should have a mint tea, not a mojito. And what else we have here? There's this small one is sage. In German it would be Salbei. Salbei is used in the kitchen for cooking. But sage actually is a plant which is good for if you have infection in your gingiva.
Your gums?
Yeah, in your gums.
Gingivitis, I think it's called.
Gingivitis. Mm-hmm. This is helpful if you have gingivitis, exactly. But you should not eat too much or consume too much of it because it has it is poisoning. So you should not eat too much of it, no?
So you've got your very own pharmacy in the garden, it seems.
Yeah, it's nice, no? Any more question about herbs? I don't know.
Do you have anything in here that cures a hangover?
Cures a hangover. Well, calendula is not bad. You should make a tea of rosemary and hangover. And calendula gets your hangover. It might help you.
So I have my mints in the mojitos, and then I have my calendula to solve my headache problems.
Could be. You want to take some plants?
It's a Saturday night.
Okay, and then I give you some plants.
Thank you.
Welcome.